This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for sticking through. I jumped the gun again. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvin Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj. What do we have on Twitter, Arvin?
Yeah, so this comes from Daniel Kong, who says that the current session on BFM sounds like a script in the making for Black Mirror. Kid talking to smart devices, the assistant recognizing that you have the sniffles by change in your voice. Awesome.
And the gif that
the
he sent.
Yeah, yeah.
It's of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Amazing.
It is very Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. It is.
We also have a couple of other messages. This one comes from Alan Leezy, at Alan Leezy. The phone these days does pretty much everything. No one size fits all. I still prefer one with a headphone jack and a good camera.
I'm with you.
Mm-hmm. From my side, the battery longevity is the most asked for in a handphone. Most apps in the phone are not used fully. How fast also depends on broadband speeds and coverage. And then one from Mr. Alan C., who asks, what is there to vote for? The phone manufacturers and their ecosystem, quote unquote, has tangled the consumers into their market space. MKBHD made a video about their ecosystem. Go check it out.
Yeah. Anyways, really interesting feedback. We've got a few more on WhatsApp. We've got a lot on WhatsApp, actually.
Whole lot on WhatsApp, but it's about the same thing. They just want longer lasting batteries, sturdier phones, cheaper phones. But there's one here from Aaron Raj that I thought was quite interesting. He wants a solar cell at the back of his handphone.
Oh, interesting.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That would be nice. Mm. Yeah.
Let's move on to our last story of the day. Arvin.
Yeah, so this is about AirAsia. AirAsia says that it is now, or it wants to be, a travel technology company. And they want to do that by implementing Google Cloud's machine learning and AI, artificial intelligence technologies, into every aspect of its business as part of its transformation. They say, Tony Fernandez says that we are now in our next phase of development, where we are expanding beyond air transport and digitalizing our operations and processes to become more efficient. Google Cloud will allow AirAsia to make full use of the mountain of data that it already owns. So they say that they have 17 years of data. They have kept every single thing, including their own magazines.
Wow.
Yeah, so now they can leverage on that data to become more customer friendly, to build their organization, to become a more travel tech company. It's building two platforms at the moment. One is AirAsia.com, which they want to make it like a hub, their one-stop digital platform. And they're also working on Big Life, which it claims will be like TripAdvisor, Groupon,
that's
eBay.
Everything,
yeah,
about
everything.
Life,
yeah,
itself.
Everything rolled into one. Mm. So that is their Big Life initiative. So they started using Google services with G Suite to transform the way the company works, and it also hopes to use Google Cloud to maximize operational efficiency and reduce risk through predictive maintenance, real-time weather forecasting, and crew optimization. And it also wants to improve demand for forecasting and targeted marketing, and provide more personalized experience to increase customer loyalty. So this is quite interesting, because you see a lot of companies going from just travel to travel tech. There is a distinction. Normally, when it's just travel, they sort of they give out services, but they have no idea exactly what the customer wants. When it becomes travel tech, then you make custom solutions just for the customer itself, because you are leveraging on like data and AI, machine learning and stuff. I know AirAsia has done this before. They've had like some data. They've used like some kind of algorithm before. It's how they decide on their ticket pricing. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know. But I think now they want to implement it in all their products, so including Big Life and AirAsia.com.
At the end of the day, the consumers just want a fairer price, whether it's the flight tickets, whether it's the hotel bookings. You know, there's also AirAsia Go, which you can book your flight and hotels combined together, so then you get like a slightly cheaper rate compared to you doing it individually. But there are so many sites that are doing this. So it comes down, as a consumer, for me personally, it comes down to the price. If you can offer me something that's value for money in terms of what I want, if I'm going a splurge on, say, an expensive trip to Japan on a business class trip, then I am willing to splurge on a certain amount, but it has to be valuable enough in terms of the experience. It has to know what I want. Mm-hmm. It has to be able to cater, like maybe Jeff is the type of person who would drink a certain type of drink in this plane, and then maybe he wants to live in this certain type of area when he's on a holiday and stuff. If I were to do on a budget trip to, you know, do an economy class to say Bali, for example, then, you know, it has to cater in that sense, and it comes down again to price. So it all comes down, if they could reduce the price of things, then yeah, they may have a product that could actually fly.
Maybe I'm scarred by our last story about AI still and scarred smart
with
homes.
The smartphones home.
You know,
yeah.
What if, you know, AirAsia, just say I'm looking for a beach holiday and I looked at the Maldives or Mauritius or, I don't know, Koh Li Phe. And then I just tend to just skim and I put it away. And then, you know, if AirAsia could then recommend to me, okay, maybe this person, I mean, if they could come up with an algorithm to see, okay, maybe this person said no to all these places because it was too expensive, how about I suggest that she goes to Langkawi instead, or if she goes to Bali instead at a cheaper price.
But
if that is something that they can do, that could be super beneficial, and you would see more people travel because of that, because all of a sudden your options are wider. Yeah.
But exactly. You know, at the end of all of this, we want this to happen. What we have to do is we have to give up our privacy.
Yeah.
So then it comes back again to the Alexa thing, right? So Alexa could do so much of things because it knows so much about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are you comfortable or confident enough to throw that much of data about yourself to one singular company, which is, you know, AirAsia or Amazon or Google per se?
Or imagine,
are you willing to do it?
Yeah. Or imagine if Alexa and AirAsia start working together, and then all of a sudden Alexa goes like, "You look bored today. Would you like to go to Langkawi?"
Wow.
Okay, things got a lot creepier.
Yes. We were asking you, what do you want in a smartphone earlier today on our show? That's what we kicked off Enterprise Biz Bytes. And then following that,
we spoke about Snapchat. They've announced a few new original shows. So we're wondering if they're going to become a next streaming service.
The IGTV YouTube killer.
Mm-hmm.
IGTV didn't really bond. Like,
didn't really do anything much.
It's just like been uninstalled on my phone. And then
that story about how smart homes are creepy thanks to the Internet of Things. Someday if you cough or sniffle, Alexa might respond back by trying to sell you strepsils.
Then we finished with how AirAsia is to become a new travel technology company.
Coming up at 1 p.m. is the Breakfast Grill replay. How will the brewing economic crisis in Turkey impact the rest of the world? The Breakfast Grill spoke to economist Yilmaz Akyüz on the future of Turkish economy against the backdrop of uncertainty in the global trade relations between major powers. That's all happening at 1 p.m. All the shows that we did earlier, all the stories we did earlier, will be podcasted very soon on the BFM website. That's bfm.my, or better yet, get the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Audrey Raj,
Arvind Yabaraj.
You've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.